The Hideous Creature Show.
Flight 209er, this is Denver Flight Control. You're approaching some rough weather. Please climb to 42,000 feet.
Roger, Denver.
We have a visitor.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Captain Over, Mr. Murdoch, and Mr. Basta. This is Joey Hammond.
Well, hi, Joey.
Come on up here, you can see better.
Joey, we have something here for our special visitors. Would you like to have it?
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Sure. You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
From Portland, Oregon, inside Duduatu, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet. The date is July 24th, 2010. And my name's June.
My name's Jenny.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show, episode number 49. Thank you for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. What's up, Jenny?
Oh, my God. So we got to do something for episode 50.
Well, no, 52.
Oh, well, that... 52 okay.
Would be a year. That's
a
week worth of... a year's worth of weeks.
Yeah. And we haven't missed one.
No.
I have missed several, but you haven't missed
one. No, because I don't have a life and I don't have any money to travel.
And you... and you also run the show, so what the fuck can I, you know...
Whatever. I mean, like, we couldn't do the show without
you
guys.
Yeah, I was thinking 50, like 50 is a round number, but you're right. It would be 52 would be an entire year.
Yeah. And I was, last episode we were talking about changing our logo for a year's worth of shows, but I already just changed it up to that new one on the...
Yeah, I like it.
The Apple iTunes thing, so I like it too. I think it's time for change.
Time for a change.
Definitely. And some of the... the t-shirts that are getting made, I guess, are because I gave two logos to Johnny Fucker, and I guess he's gonna make two different shirts,
which
are coming out. And we I don't know when they'll be. Who knows?
Yeah. We can't make any promises.
We're slackers, is what it is.
But there's t-shirts in the workings.
Yeah, and they'll be available for everybody to buy, or I guess we could give some away too.
No. I'm just kidding.
You money grubbing bitch.
I want all the money I can get. I'm losing my job.
You're totally losing
my job. I got to peddle t-shirts now.
How long till you're done?
July 15th is my last day, so I actually think I have 13 official days of work left.
So less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, because I get Monday after 4th of July off.
And that last week's last 3 days
and,
is fuck off.
And they're having a going away party for me on the 2nd. We don't even have computers that day. That day is going to be a fuck off day. And then my last day is going to be a fuck off day.
No,
so,
computers, like, they're just shutting everything. Are they transporting them to a different site?
The office in Utah, the main office that's taking my job, they're moving their entire office. It's like, I don't know how many people work
for
them.
So are other people actually going to relocate? Or is everybody just kind of getting laid off?
Well, no, right now it's just me and my other girl, Carrie, that works with me. So just two.
Is she your underling?
No. We're equals. We both... She does human resources. I do
hippie.
Accounting. So she's definitely not a hippie. But yeah, so
I was just talking
just,
about your work politics.
Oh, my God.
Anyway... Patrick is not going to be here this week again.
We thought he was going to be here, but you'll have to wait for his prison stories.
Yeah, so we've decided to kind of change the whole theme of the show to not being a prison show and wait for Patrick to get back so we can do that. And also, I have a friend of mine that I kind of want to interview.
Yeah. That's, Carrie?
Yeah, that's kind Carrie. Of... I'm going to wait and see what she wants to do or if we can get time where we both have time that she can come over and record because... she was in federal prison for a little bit.
I am absolutely excited to hear what she has to say. I think that it would be an awesome interview.
Well, you know, we'll be at the...
Especially as a woman.
Oh, yeah.
For me, I mean, to hear what goes on inside of a federal woman's pen.
Well, I just...
I mean...
Penitentiary. You're right. You're
penitentiary
right.
Penitentiary in any male or female is fascinating to me. But a woman is more fascinating to me.
Do you think there's way more, like, activities?
Crafts?
And, crafts?
Scrapbooking? Yes.
Yeah, we're in a women's penitentiary. I don't know.
Of scrapbooking and basket making.
I don't want to talk about it much because if we talk about it, we're kind of teasing it, and if it doesn't happen, then listeners are going to get pissed off.
They'll be let down like they always are.
Yeah.
With everything else that we plan to do that we never do. So first of all, I want to say, go ahead.
Wait, one sec. Is that we have some fans. That we're just getting more and more fans, and thank everybody. Thank you guys for listening to the show. And we've got fans from Italy now, Mexico, and South Africa.
I don't even get it.
That's
thank you.
Four countries, including the United States.
That's amazing to me.
That's pretty cool. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
How do you say it? Grazie.
And 48 from Troutdale, apparently.
Grazie. Gracias. Thank you. And in Italian is grazie.
Grazie.
And
gracias.
Thank you. And in
and
Spanish.
And South Africa, I don't know.
It's those fucking horns from the
Zuzuzela.
God damn, those fucking
Zuzuzela.
Horns. Have you watched any of the World
Seriously,
Cup?
Seriously, not that much. I will not call myself a fan. I'm not going to lie. But, every time all they're talking about is the Zuzuzela. They're not talking about the. Every time I turn on the news or on any kind of sports station, all they're talking about is those horns.
So the whole fucking World Cup's been bested by a plastic bugle.
So a friend of ours, actually, shout out to Dan and Roberta, they went to the World Cup for their honeymoon.
Oh, no
and
shit.
They, I need to get the details from Dan, but they are there. He posted a bunch of pictures on his Facebook, and it is absolutely amazing how many people were there, the outside of the place that
it's cuckoo.
At. And there's a picture of Dan sitting with one of the horns in front of him on his Facebook. So you know he was making that noise.
They're mass producing it. By the way, I'm drinking a warm Pabst right now.
I would like to point out that June and I have a bowl of beers in a ice bath right now because I brought over warm beer. It's all I had. We're poor. We don't have coldness.
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, it would have been advantageous if we would have taken said ice bowl and made a Southeast air conditioner where you just put the ice bowl in front of a fan and blow it.
Because it's toasty up here. If anybody has been into the Brooklyn Zoo knows that it gets very hot up here in our recording space. And this isn't even the tip of the iceberg,
if you will. Actually, here, check the...
it's not even hot.
I actually have a thermometer. Check and see what it says.
It definitely looks like it's 85.
Yeah, 85 is nice.
Yeah.
Mingus is gone.
So, into that is what I was going to say is Portland answered our call.
You're totally right.
We called, if anybody listened to the show last week, the Hideous Creature Show called Portland, Oregon and asked if Portland could make it summer. And
he's actually, Portland is a fan of the show.
Yeah.
I think he's more of he doesn't really listen
much. He's like a mentor,
He just knows about.
Yeah.
About our little shenanigans.
Well, he has
here
a lot of
internet.
Shit to do. He can't pause to listen to a podcast.
Right.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on. But I think that the call was successful. I'm glad that you made it.
Yeah, no shit. The thing is that when I first made that call, it was a week before, and I just was so busy I couldn't finish the whole thing up And eventually
that was
got it done.
It was rain.
Yeah, it was
like
rain.
Minute.
Well, it was right before the Rose Festival parade and all that shit. So, but anyway, some of the things we're going to get to on the show today is movie madness. We are going to do douchebag of the week, and instead of doing our last meal that we were talking about, like kind of doing a jail theme, we're going to do our 80s. Favorite 80s villains.
Yeah, favorite 80s movie villains.
Right. So.
And we decided to do specifically 80s movie villains because if you're like, what's your favorite movie villain? I mean, narrow it down, right? That's too broad of a topic.
I agree.
You know, I mean, we could go on for days.
Well, another thing is I didn't want to leave Patrick out of a good idea for a topic.
I agree.
So Jenny and I sat on the front porch, which is our blue room.
It's totally our blue room.
And just brainstorming, we came up with the idea. But Patrick, nice enough, sent us another movie madness to go in on. Which stumped me last week.
You did. Devil Wears Prada. You could not get it.
I could not fucking get it, and it drove me crazy.
I'm usually the one that gets the stump, so.
So why don't we do a movie madness for episode 49.
Isn't that what being young is about? Believing secretly that you would be the one person in the history of man who would live forever.
That sounds really familiar to me.
I think I know the actor. But I can't place what movie it is. I'm not going to say what actor it is this early on.
Okay, yeah, don't give me a clue.
I kind of want one more.
I did too.
Okay, here we go.
You know that when you sleep with someone, your body makes a promise whether you do or not.
Oh wow! Now I have no idea.
I have no
now.
Idea. Oh, is it? I didn't see that Val Kilmer movie about John Holmes. You know what? I shouldn't even say anything.
Oh,
zip it. I should zip it.
I didn't see that either.
Zippity, zip,
lock it. Oh, no, actually, what the fuck was that movie called? Whatever it was, I know I didn't.
Missile Command.
I didn't like it.
I don't know. I'm just going to say old 80s video games.
Okay.
My dad kicked ass at Missile Command, by the way. All right, so I got a problem.
What is it?
And I need everybody to listen. And maybe do an intervention.
You need an intervention?
No, I personally don't need an intervention, but I need people to actually talk to people that are suffering from
give
this.
Give an intervention.
This horrible, debilitating
situation.
Theme. I guess it would be a theme.
Okay.
I've talked about it on the show before, and it's the Tour de Francers.
Oh, right.
Thank God, Portland, you came out with some nice sun, but God damn it, if these fucking Tour de Francers aren't littering the streets.
They're everywhere.
And I have to.
You should explain what that is for people who haven't heard your rant before.
A Tour de Francer is that fuckface that gets in all the bike gear. You know, the unnecessary bike gear that's really tight that has all the different sponsor tags on it and the spandex.
It's usually neon in some way.
Right. And these fuckers are all over Portland right now, and I don't think they're commuting from Quebec.
No, they're not on even like a coastal ride where they're riding from, you know, what do they call it? The
Tour de France
coast or whatever thing.
Right.
It's not even that. They're just going to get a loaf of bread and a fucking formula for their baby.
They're commuting from work to home or from home to work.
Right.
Or whatever.
Do you think that they're like
they're doing?
You think that they're like, I imagine that they're like office men and they go to work in the Tour de France outfit and then they go into the men's room and they change into like a suit and tie.
Like
and
naked
loafers,
skinny guy.
And then at the end of the day they gotta go in the bathroom and change back into their Tour de France outfit just so they can ride like the 40 blocks that it is to get home.
And they're I think you're right. Because they don't have a backpack or anything. They don't have...
Yeah.
And you know what else? This is the thing that I think is crazy. So you get the guys with all the gear on the Tour de France bullshit. The spandex, right?
Right.
With all the logos and the $200 helmet and the fucking super dope glasses that can see the future, where the fuck it is. And they don't have a backpack, so they have to be changing somewhere.
Yeah.
And what I like is in between point A and point B, which in my head, I can only imagine that it's maybe like 3 miles.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll say
give them
6 10. Miles.
Okay.
6 miles anywhere in Portland or whatever, and they have their water. Because, God damn it, I'm afraid I'm going to get dehydrated.
I like when they have the water pouch, so they just have like the tube.
Oh, the camel hump?
Yeah, I love that.
You need to shank that camel hump.
And drink all its milk.
Like outside of your car? What? Drink all its milk. I've been watching lots of...
Yeah, that's a, from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
But these guys are just driving me fucking crazy. And every time I see them, I go, Tour de France-er, Tour de France-er. And I'm always alone.
I do too now because of you.
But I've also come to a conclusion that I kind of want to make lemonade out of out of their out of lemons and make it funny for me. And so for the last couple days, I've been trying to not look at them as complete
like look at them with humor idiots. Instead of malaise.
Well, I also have a lot of contempt for them because the fucking their rim and their crank casing is more expensive than my car.
Okay. Probably their fucking spandex outfit is more expensive than your car.
You know what? I only have two outfits, so
you really
I guess that is like that is another contempt. You and your eight.
They have like five spandex pants to your one pant.
Ooh, and I bet they wash it now too. They wash it now and again. I'm like a 1 week washer.
Yeah.
I never wear socks twice though.
You can't wear a sock twice.
I hate it. In fact, I kind of
that's how you get the jungle rot.
I change my socks up sometimes when I get home from work.
Yeah, I do too.
Take a shower.
Sometimes it's gross.
But anyway.
Jeans, hell yeah. Wear those for a week.
Yeah. Oh, you can get a couple weeks out of there. More and more, I feel like I'm Charlie.
You are Charlie.
From the Sunny in Philadelphia. So, please stop. Just fucking stop. Stop with the Tour de France. Stop with your hump, your camelback water thing on a weekday.
You're not on a weekend, maybe you're.
Well, on a weekday, maybe, or on the weekend, maybe you're making some, you're trekking.
Maybe you're riding for hours, not minutes.
Just to end this, actually, you know what? Not just to end this, because I have another thing to say about you fucking Tour de Francers.
Okay.
You know what's going to happen is when we do the machete thing, there's going to be like 80 fucking douchebag Tour de Francers there with nunchucks ready to kick my ass.
They're going to kick our asses.
They're going to take, there's going to be a line of them kicking me in the nuts. Okay.
We're just going to hold you and let them kick you.
Then maybe Machete will come and save me. I know bike messengers that ride 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, and don't have the fucking garb on that you fucking... You know what it kind of equates to? Is the Weekend Warrior Harley guys that aren't affiliated with like a violent gang.
Oh, they get all geared
up in their Harleys. Whatever. I want to end it.
But those guys are probably at least going, like, if they're a weekend warrior, they're probably going, like, to the coast or something. They're probably not just, like, getting all geared up on their Harley to go get a Gatorade.
Becky, I think I'm going to need some new, I guess it would be
chaps.
A bike blouse. Because you can't see the Nike emblem anymore. Gonna have to spend another $80 on that shit.
I need a new bike blouse.
Just stop. Please stop. And to end this thing, if you know somebody that's doing it, be a friend and tell them how stupid they look. Or be a good friend, take a picture of them.
And send it to the Hideous Picture Show.
No. Take a picture and save it for a couple years. And you could use it as a weapon against them. It's like the fucking douchebags that wore the Mork and Ork suspenders. Back in the 70s. Yeah. You remember that? Yeah. And they're like, he's a gregarious motherfucker telling jokes all the time. And now you look at him and he's like, ugh.
He was so funny.
Rainbow.
Rainbows are silly.
And stop.
Just stop.
Fucking stop. Have your friends stop. Please.
Let's get another movie madness up in this bitch.
All right, here we go.
I'll see you in another life when we are both guests.
We're both cats?
I don't know. I got to hear that again.
Say that again.
I don't know what this is.
I'll see you in another life when we are both cats.
See, the actor's kind of whispering, and I think I might know who it is.
I don't. I have no idea. Ugh. Cat people.
Cat people run, run like the wind. Cat people screw, screw like the wind. Even old Mother Noah didn't want to let him in, but cat people, they boom on wind. Why don't we do jump into topic of the week?
Okay,
Jenny.
Our topic of the week. We discussed our what we think are awesome 80s movie villains. Okay, so the first? Well, we're going to go from last to first of how we rank them.
80s bad guys.
So the first one that we came up with was Johnny from the Cobra Kai.
He was a consummate dick.
Billy Zabka.
Right. And he, you know what? Another thing about that douchebag, or that guy, he's not a douchebag. He's an actor. But he was so convincing.
Yeah.
He was a dick in every movie they put him in. He kind of got typecasted.
He was. It was just like, what's his face? James Spader in the 80s. Like, he always played the dick. There was never a movie that he got to be the hero.
Yeah, and his counterpart was like Molly Ringwald.
So here's a little fact that I want to point out about Billy Zabka. You watched Hot Tub Time Machine, yes?
I did.
Remember when the guy is daring one guy to suck the other guy's dick?
Yes.
That's Billy Zabka.
Yep.
And BT and I were in the theater, and I leaned over and I was like, dude, that's totally Billy Zabka. And BT's like, I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Yeah. And I was like, Cobra Kai. And then he knew what I was talking about, but he didn't know it from Billy Zabka. But I thought that was brilliant of them. Like, it's a movie about flashing back to the 80s, and who better to get to be a dick than Johnny? Amazing.
Yeah.
Good job.
I wonder why he was typecasted for sure.
Yeah,
but is he
I
a dick
why.
In real life, and that's why he couldn't get any more work?
I don't know. I mean, in Hot Tub Time Machine, he was really funny. But I can't even think of like any other movies that he was in.
I can't think of anything else he was in either.
But good 80s villain. I mean, you wanted him to go down in a bad way.
For the next one that we have is the Fratellis from the Goonies.
Yeah.
Which was that woman that played Mama Fratelli.
Yeah.
The throw mama from the
throw
train
mama
all
from
that
the
shit.
Train, totally.
She was a trollish.
Yeah. It was so good too. In that dark, dank, like abandoned thing. And one of the guys is Joey Pants, the guy from
Sopranos,
which is awesome.
God, I've been watching so much fucking television.
You been watching The Sopranos?
I just rewatching The Sopranos.
I love it.
He hasn't come in there yet. But the Fratellis, you know what was? I was kind of almost scared of the Fratellis when I saw that, because that dark, dank basement.
Well, and she she grabs Chunk's mouth Corey Feldman's mouth and makes his tongue come out, and she's gonna
had some speech impediment.
Chop
too.
Off his tongue. I mean, I wasn't sure that she wasn't really gonna chop off that tongue.
Can you mad?
Yeah. She's always slapping their sons around. She didn't give a shit. Plus, they had that crazy guy chained in the basement. I mean, that's just plain evil.
In retrospect, that is totally
evil. It's pretty evil. They're like, get your deformed brother. Go give him a plate of fucking weird stuff. I don't even know what the plate was that they gave him. It was full of, like, Brussels sprouts and shit, I think. It was disgusting. When that guy got hold of Betty B. Ruth, it was, like, the best thing that ever happened, his deformed ass. Well, you and I were talking about, we may have even talked about it on the show, I don't remember, but the people who have the Goonies house in Astoria, like, just
hate
fucking
people.
Hate it. They hate it. People are always gawking and taking pictures of the house, and it's like, dude, you bought the Goonie house.
Yeah, you should be ready.
Get over yourself.
Do the travel shuffle, dickhead.
I wonder if they yell at the guy, like, they yell at the owner when he's out doing his yard work to do the truffle shuffle. That'd get kind of old if that was your house. Come on. You bought the Goonie house. What do you think is going to happen? It's a cult classic.
No, yeah, it's standard the test of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and I think you can kind of pass that through generation to generation through
absolutely.
Your kids.
Absolutely. It's not a stupid movie. I mean, it has good good plot, good. I mean, even if they don't identify with those actors and even know who they are, it's
who
still
played,
a good kids movie.
Who played what was the character's name?
Chunk.
Yeah, who played Chunk?
I don't know.
Chunk. It was it no, Chunk was the fat kid.
Yeah, oh, the basement
Sloth.
Dweller? Sloth, I don't know.
Was Lou Ferrigno?
No.
I mean, he was a body. He had a hard bod.
No, I don't know. I think it was a nobody. I don't think it was anybody that went on to do anything. I like to think it was Lou Ferrigno, but it wasn't.
I don't know. We'll have to
delve
into that.
To look that up.
So the next one that we have, Jenny?
The next one that we have is, this is like a two-parter. The first part is the principal in the Breakfast Club.
And we don't know his name, and we didn't look it up on the internet.
Because we're dumb. So it's principal what? Like, I feel like I should know.
I don't know, but he was a dick in that, and he was convincing dick. Yeah.
You play with the bull, you get the horns.
But he was also, okay, I have a theory, is that if you're not a dick in real life, you'll get casted a little bit more in shows, and he kept going and going and going on that.
That's the other part that we have.
And he was in Trading Places.
Right. And he was awesome in that. He was so good. And we were both trying to think of anything else that the actor had been in that he wasn't a total dick in. I'm sure we could have IMDb'd it, but again, we're lazy, so we didn't.
Oh, the other day we were at the pub with Clinton Street, and Trading Places was on, and the whole place was packed with people drinking and shit, girls and boys, and everybody shut the fuck up when Jamie Lee Curtis came out with her boobs out. And everybody cheered. Ah, yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. Those are some good boobs.
Yeah. She had a good set.
She had good boobs.
Isn't she hermaphrodite?
No, that was the rumor for that I heard, that she was born with both parts and her parents decided to make her a female. That's what I heard.
It's got to be a tough decision.
But what the fuck? The bitch is married to Christopher Guest and she rules.
I didn't know she was. Is she really married to Christopher Guest?
They have children together.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, they are married officially.
I don't believe you.
Well, Google it, bitch. They are married and they have children together.
Really?
Happily married for years.
Wonder if they had to make that hermaphroditical decision.
No, I swear. What I heard was that she was born with both and they decided at birth. But who knows? It's probably not even true.
That's a whole nother fucking show. Hermaphrodites.
Yeah.
And our next one that we have which is one of the best 80s bad guys, was Chet from Weird Science. Bill Paxton.
You're stewed, buttwad.
I just remember being captivated by the character.
It was so good. And
awesome.
What June pointed out earlier to me was that guy was such a cocksucker that he didn't ever get good until he got turned into that blob.
Didn't he get turned into like a pile of shit?
And he was like, and he was all oozing and farting. And then he was like, hey.
Like,
yeah.
Had that dickhead laugh that he had in that haircut.
Flat top.
The flat top.
It was good. And it's funny to think that it was, I didn't know who Bill Paxton was in the 80s. All I cared about was,
He didn't come out.
It may have been one of his first movies. I don't even know. I don't know what he did before that. But.
Well, he was awesome in Aliens.
Oh, yeah.
He was great in that, too. But I don't think he got a leading role until the Twister movie or something like that.
Yeah, probably. Twister was his breakout role. He took that really seriously.
For our number one 80s.
Ultimate
bad guy. And I don't give a shit. I don't think that you could deny how fucking bad guy
either.
This guy was.
Like, backlash if you want to, listeners, but this is the ultimate.
The ultimate bad guy, 80s bad guy, was Biff Tannen.
Biff Tannen.
From the Back to the Future movies.
Mm-hmm.
He was such a fucking dick.
McFly!
He was such a dick that he was a dick to his future self.
Yeah, he was. Every single one of those movies, he was always a dick to Marty. Always.
Well, unless he was broke. When they broke him, when the future had changed to where Marty McFly was the alpha male.
He was successful, yes.
Yeah, then Biff Tannen was kind of the submissive.
Oh, your new book's here, Mr. McFly. Your new book's here.
But
Biff, did you put that second coat of wax on? You're right, Mr. McFly.
He tried to rape. What's her name?
He did.
He stole. He was. I can't get past the fact that he was a dick to himself whenever he saw him. Again.
Yeah, the old Biff is coming back to the young Biff,
trying to tell him, dude,
shape up because it's gonna get bad. And he was like, "Get out of here, you old fucker! Get out of here, you old douche. You don't even know what you're talking about."
He's trying to drop future knowledge on Biff. And that was like the rich Biff, too.
Yeah. What I think is that if my future older self came, I might recognize myself and decide not to be a dick to my future self.
Well, you're not a dick in real life.
But
Biff is.
Biff is. But what if you...
Even when shit went horrible for Biff, he was a dick to everybody around him.
Why don't you make like a tree? And get out of here. And he was stupid too. Mm. So stupid.
And powerful stupid. So he had, you know.
I like the guy in his crew that always wore the 3D glasses no matter what time of day it was. He wasn't in a 3D movie, he just wore them.
Well, wasn't that like a thing that happened at that time that was like
was that like a style point?
That wear douchebags now, or the Jersey Shore people wear their collars,
or like the Kanye West glasses, where they wear the like Venetian blind sunglasses. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Maybe
the little slits.
Yeah, the little slits. Yeah. So the ultimate what June and I have surmised is that the ultimate '80s villain, '80s movies, and we're talking not like fucking Darth Vader. We're not talking like we're talking '80s movie villains.
Right.
Biff Tannen.
Yeah, Biff Tannen. Completely. The consummate dick.
And no matter how you slice it, those movies were amazing.
Yeah, they were good.
They really were.
You know what? I rewatched them a couple years ago, and
they're great.
Like, yay.
They're really good.
But yeah, Biff Tannen for
Biff
sure.
Biff Tannen.
All the way. And when you rewatch it and you kind of. Because every once in a while, someone will bring up a character in a movie, and then when you watch it again, you kind of see it in a different light. Watch it again and watch Biff Tannen, because he steals a fucking movie. It's all Biff Tannen.
He does. Crispin Glover.
Fuck Crispin Glover. It's all Biff.
Okay, it's all Biff. Crispin Glover is amazing.
Even he out.
Seriously, rewatch it for the fucking Huey Lewis soundtrack, people. Brilliant.
In the hoverboard. Remember that myth that was going around that hoverboards were real?
Oh, my God. I seriously, when I saw the second one, the feature one, when he was riding around on the hoverboard, I really thought that was only a matter of time before they released like a Back to the Future hoverboard that people could actually buy. I would have bought one.
Everybody wished.
I would have bought one. I would have broke my back probably, but I would have bought one. I can't even own Heelys, June. I tried yours out in the kitchen, and I almost killed myself. Okay. Granted, I had probably had 12... fucking PBRs in my belly.
Anyway, we're going to take a fake break. We'll be right back after this this little message. We have some people that have called in about what songs that they would like to have during their epic battle.
I love it.
And we'll listen to those. We'll return shortly.
My battle song has to be Wu-Tang Clan, The Mystery of Chess Boxes. I mean, the lyrics alone are sick. It's all about fucking some dude up. When I want to go in a battle, that's my jam.
Hey guys, I got a song that I'm thinking about going into battle with. It's there's a part in it. It's called Ron's Devaches. It's a call to the dairy cows. And it's in it's in something called the William Tell Overture. And it's by Gioacchino Rossini, and it's really, really good. It's awesome. That's what I want, because it sucks you in. It thinks it's really safe, and then it goes into like the Lone Ranger scenes, and that's what it's all about. And the Lone Ranger, he's a guy that fights on his own, but then he does really good. He's kind of like the A-Team, but he's only one guy and then an Indian. I'll talk to you guys later. You guys are awesome. I love it. It's Critter Joe. Yeah!
We are back from fake break. Jenny and I went to the store and got another six-pack of Tall Boys.
It's beautiful out right now.
It's gorgeous. And I like the way that the weather brings out the ladies with the wearing
next
to
nothing. With the skimpies.
Yeah, I like that.
Skimpy closies.
And also we saw a friend. So we're going to jump into Douchebag of the Week for last week for episode 47.
I'm actually really curious to see who won this, because there was a front runner for sure in my mind.
Well, I thought for sure the one that I voted for was going to win.
Okay, which I thought so too.
So
which one did you vote for?
We'll go through it.
Okay.
We'll go through it real quick. We only had four last week, and in last place, it didn't get any votes.
Really?
Was the gun-shooting cop, the drunk woman that got put back in the SWAT car.
I kind of understand that. I mean, that was definitely a fucked up situation, but.
But I mean,
compared to the others.
But I mean, fucked up. I mean, you think about fucked up in as far as douchebaggery goes, like your friend's helping you, and then you,
right.
you go cuckoo town. And make everything
yeah.
horrible.
Maybe it was because she was a cop that it
she
made her less cuckoo town in people's minds. But if you were putting your friend in the backseat and you're like, hey, you know what, Jenny, you really need to chill out. And we're going to take you home from the Clinton Street pub. And I fucking shoot a hole in the basement of your, the bottom of your car.
My car basement?
In your car basement. I'm a pretty big douchebag.
Well, yeah, that and how loud it would be.
Right.
Bam. So, excuse me, fourth place. Is a gun shooting cop. Third place was who I thought was going to win, the NAACP.
Third place, really?
Yeah, misunderstanding that Hallmark card.
I knew that when I went and voted, that was in the lead. So I thought that that might actually win. But yeah, that was totally ridiculous.
And we came to the conclusion that the NAACP has no idea what a black hole is. Just they can't grasp it. They don't get it. The in second place was the drunk mom that pooped her pants.
God damn it. That's the one I voted for. She's driving drunk with a 4-year-old while having a pants full of poop
and throws the bottle on the courthouse.
Vodka bottle. I thought that was going to win for sure.
Yeah, I thought for sure too. Who won was the cow fucker.
Cow fucker village.
The teenagers that fucked the cow got caught. And then the village decided that they had to get married, like him and the cow.
Yeah. Married and then both drowned. And he lost consciousness during the ceremony, probably because he
Does
was so in love.
Does it make us bad that we're laughing?
No.
That's horrible.
I understand why that one won.
I don't want to go
into... It's not what I voted for, but I understand why it won. For real. Yeah. I mean, that's all around fucked up. It's fucked up by the dude that fucked the cow. It's fucked up by the village for making him marry the cow. And it's fucked up that they killed them both. Poor cow, dude. She didn't have anything to do.
Well, also, we kind of tried to ascertain who was the douchebag of the weekend for that scenario. And we just decided the whole situation.
The whole village.
The whole village. Like, kill it. And how...
They killed the cow.
They
killed
everybody.
Kills me. The cow was like, I'm just standing here. I'm a cow. You guys threw me for a loop. I thought for sure it would be poop pants.
Yeah, and I thought for sure it would be NAACP. I want to thank everybody that had voted for episode 48. It makes it very interesting to like who we think's going to win and who actually wins.
I like it.
It's good. So we are going to go into Douchebag of the Week for episode 48 of the Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm going to fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
I just want to point out real fast that the very first quote in our intro is actually Biff from Back to the Future.
Yeah, that's right. It is. Tell your mom.
Say hi to your mom for me.
Say hi to your mom for me. Actually, before we start, we should do another movie madness.
Let's do it. Sorry, listeners.
Okay, here we go.
Let's do it.
Douchebag of the Week. I'm sorry.
Movie madness.
Movie madness of the week.
Don't ever say that word. I will never come over and bring you chicken soup and fuck your brains out again.
Okay, that rang a bell for me a little bit.
Okay, I want another one.
I want another one, too.
I don't know if I've seen this or not.
Tell me something, David. I mean, do you believe in God?
Who's the... Do you even think you know the actress?
No, but...
Because I
can't... Both of those sounded so right on the tip of my brain.
Hit that
okay,
shit.
Okay, douchebag of the week. The first one that I have here is woman pleads guilty in flaming truck attack.
Oh.
A woman who drove a flaming pickup truck into her ex-boyfriend's house in November pled guilty Wednesday to attempted murder. Connie Graham, 60 years old, people, entered the plea during what was have to have been a pretrial jury in Jersey Circuit Court. It's Jersey. She drove a burning 2010 Ford pickup truck.
Okay, wait. A burning? So she
yes.
had lit the shit on fire.
Yes.
So how... I wonder how far she... Does it say how far she was from it before she actually hit said house?
I don't know. Let's see.
Because that would... No, I
don't
mean,
know if it says the distance.
So that would kind of cause alarm to me if there's a fucking truck on fire driving.
It was premeditated, for sure.
Well, duh. She had to cover it in like some sort of gasoline or something and drive it.
Yeah. She drove a burning 2010 Ford pickup truck. She was test driving from Roberts Motors into the Brighton house of Leslie Goheen. Authorities say Goheen is Graham's former boyfriend. So she drove a burning Ford pickup she was test driving.
So she goes to the dealership.
Into her boyfriend's house.
She goes to the dealership pretending she's going to buy the car.
Right. I just want to test drive it. Okay. I just want to take it for a test drive.
So she had to have had gasoline set somewhere that she doused the car.
Right.
I'm assuming. I have no idea.
And she also had to give all of her... identifications and things to the place.
So she's
right?
Like,
don't you have to do that when you test drive a car? Do you have to give something, right?
Right.
You have to have some sort of collateral.
Have you ever done
so
a test
to speak.
Drive?
Only with other people. I've never bought a new car. I've gone with other people to do it.
Okay, so she gets that shit, stops somewhere. I'm assuming gasoline because that's the most readily available thing that you're going to douse something on fire.
Okay.
Or to make fire flamey.
She probably rubbed a couple sticks together in the back seat for a while until she could get it really roaring.
Just went for it.
Graham locked herself in the cab of the truck, and someone in Goheen's house had to pull her from the burning vehicle. So this was a suicide mission,
She put a jihad on her fucking boyfriend.
She did. Jihad. A burning Ford 2010 Ranger. What's a Ford... Ford Ranger pickup.
So it's a big ass truck.
Several people were in the house at the time. No one was injured, but the house sustained $100,000 worth of damage.
So she hit it. I wonder if she was working alone or she had any idea of like how to work. I mean, if she's hitting the house with the car that's on fire. I wonder if she had like extra,
an accomplice?
Like maybe like had duct taped a bunch of put a bunch of empty cans of gas on there or something. I mean, she had to be driving. This is the best part about this is that the bitch is driving down the street
in a flaming truck. A flaming truck, and she was like, "You'd never cheat on me again, Daryl.
Oh,
I'll get
God.
You."
People are crazy.
Yeah, and they're having like a Super Bowl party in there, and she's like, "Oh, you'll show you."
What if it was a bris? What if there's like some sort of like thing going on that you know nobody knows?
They're like happy 60th birthday, Gappa, and she's just driving on in there.
Fucking fire everywhere! Oh my God! And
yeah,
and then it hits it. I mean, if they cost $100,000 for the damage, I guess in a house you could hit
you could
it.
Burn one wall and it would be $100,000.
Well, I guess
maybe.
You could probably hit it at 55 and do $100,000
for
the damage.
Right, regardless of flaming or not. Right? So she pled guilty to attempted murder. So she knew what she was doing for sure. It doesn't say in this article, unfortunately, how she lit it or what she did. But what I personally love about this article is that she's 60. 60 and fucking love struck.
Okay.
Love scorn. She's 60 years old. And she is like, fuck you, Daryl, for fucking me over that one last time. I just made up Daryl, by the way.
Well, I think, you know, love is a hideous thing.
It is. It's a hideous
thing. Vindictive
beast.
Getting dumped by poor, you know, Daryl's, who maybe he's like a dick.
He deserves to get his house drove into by a Ford Ranger on fire.
Well, if she's 60, I don't know anybody younger.
I like the fact that she has the gumption to A, go for a test drive, B, light that test drive on fire, and C, go fucking take some vengeance.
I would have loved to see her notes. You know what I mean?
Her plan, her blueprint.
Stop, watch them Bewitched. Get some gas, go back.
Write fan letter
watch
to
some
B.
Hogan's
Arthur.
Heroes. Catch up on my...
catch up on my Matlock fan club postings.
Post on the Matlock forums. Get more gas.
Get a lighter. Okay, number one is 60-year-old flaming pickup.
Okay, I got, this is a Florida. A woman who had previously told television reporters she robbed a Stanford bank because it was on her, quote, bucket list.
Like the list that you make of shit you want to do before you're dead?
Right. Well, it was a movie.
Right. I watched it with my father.
Okay. So she
when he was in town, he wanted to rent it, and so, we did.
So she had something on her bucket list here. She had on her bucket list, had plead no contest to robbery. So this woman had on her bucket list, rob a bank before I die. I wonder how old she is. I don't know if it says. I'll read on. Patricia Edwards entered a plea on March 19th robbery at the Bank of America in Dayland. The 51-year-old woman faces up to 15 years in prison.
She must have really thought she was going to go. She's only 51. Like that 81-year-old, okay, she's like, I got to go rob that bank.
Okay, what I'm curious is, like, how much can you get from a bank robbery? How much does a teller actually have?
I don't know. I mean, you've got to be pretty, like, Point Break about it and be all in, like, Clinton masks with, like, rifles to get a lot of money.
Right. Well, I also read this article. This is that that you can kind of get the stuff that you thought was cool back in the 80s. Like, you could get a DeLorean or you could buy a Ferrari relatively cheap or even lease one. But 15 fucking years for robbing and getting, I'm assuming, you could probably get $10,000 unless you're, like, going ape shit with, like, a team.
Right, a team that drops in and knows, like, how to bust into a safe or something.
The Crime Stoppers, after Edwards reportedly bragged, she bragged about, like, her bank robbery, her bucket list.
The bitch is dumb. Okay, what her bucket list is good. Did you put on her bucket list, get 15 years in the pen? Was that on her bucket list, too? Because trust me, bitch, that is the next step for you.
You know what? A bucket list. She's 51.
Yeah.
So she could have got something cooler.
Yeah.
Not a lot. Not prison time.
Not 15 years of the prison time.
Well, I also think that there's, like, if you're robbing something, you don't fucking brag about it, right?
No.
You would have it in parentheses. Rob a bank. Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anybody, Patricia.
Naked bike ride.
Yeah, like on my bucket list would be like, go skydiving, hug a loved one, whatever. Like retarded shit that you
do. Dig a hole to China.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kiss Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. Eat a shark or something, you know?
Kill a shark in a battle, a real battle.
Yeah. Not like do something at age 50 that's going to ruin the rest of my entire buckety fuck life.
Right. So I'm going to say that's bucket list bitch.
I wrote down bucket list bandit.
Okay, I like that even better. Bitch sounds a little too curt.
The next one that I have is a golden gem.
Wait. Is this the one I think it is?
Yeah.
I think we should close with that.
Okay, you go first.
That's a gem. Okay, I have another one that is. Police in South Carolina said a man allegedly stabbed his roommate during an argument about how loud he was having sex with a homeless woman.
Okay.
Do you want to start with
that? Hold on. One roommate was having sex with a homeless woman really loudly, and the other roommate stabbed him, and he's the one that got arrested.
I wonder if that was on her bucket list. Fuck some idiot.
No, that was on his. Fuck a homeless woman really loudly. On his bucket list.
And then she went and robbed a bank.
He wrote, fuck a homeless woman in parentheses really loudly.
These are all half-lifers. Investigators said that the 50-year-old victim told them that he'd returned to his Myrtle Beach home to find his roommate, Russell, 40, having loud sex with a homeless woman.
Oh, Russell.
The victim told police that he waited outside of the apartment for a time before entering and confronting his roommate. He said the argument broke out when Shepard stabbed him in the hand. Loud sex makes people fucking crazy.
He was pissed.
Do you think it's
because,
jealous?
Yes, that's what I was just going to say.
Because
he was mad because he was eyeing that homeless woman on the corner
earlier.
I never
thought about that.
He was seeing her and he was like, God.
Pretzel Jesse.
That dirty shirt over those braless tits looks so good. I can't wait to fucking get all up in that.
Pretzel
like,
Jesse's
pretzel!
Always walking around with that pretzel. I always want a bite. She won't give me a bite, but she's kind of hot. She's got one tit hanging out of her fucking moo-moo.
She's really Pretzel Jesse.
I don't know.
I love that. No, I love for it. He was so jealous of that fucking Russell got to get all up in Pretzel Jesse.
So
what does he get? He doesn't even get a half-eaten pretzel out of it.
I thought it was.
All he gets is no sleep because they're being so
loud. I need butter and salt, bitch.
I love it.
But you know what? I don't even think there's any justification of me going elaborate on this.
I like when you
fucking
elaborate.
A homeless woman.
Okay, loud homeless fucking is what I'm going to put.
Okay. Let's do another movie madness real quick.
Every passing minute is another chance to turn it all around.
What? Like the more and more I get more confused. I think I'm on to it and then I'm off. I don't even know.
All right.
Can I have one more?
Yeah, let's do another one.
My dream girl is your fuck buddy.
Okay, I have no fucking clue again.
I don't either.
I'm gonna do it. Let's do another one.
I just think good things will happen if you're a good person with a good attitude.
Do you have any fucking clue?
Some reason, I think that's Penelope Cruz.
Let's do one more.
Happy birthday. And all the usual shit people say to each other.
Is that Jason Lee? Sounds like him.
It does sound like him. The last one sounded like Penelope Cruz, but I still have no idea.
So you got another movie, or
yes.
I'm sorry, a douchebag of the week.
I have
there,
another.
Jenny?
I have one final one.
This
one
is the kicker.
This one is awesome. The headline is "Pork Board Squeals Over Imaginary Unicorn Meat." This is from the Associated Press, and it actually is Portland, Oregon. Which is why it's better.
I always love having the Rose City involved in any kind,
yes.
anything in the show.
I cracked up so hard when I read this. Okay, it's official. The National Pork Board says it knows unicorns don't exist. The industry group says it was only protecting its trademark when it issued cease and desist warnings to online retailer ThinkGeek, which is in Portland, ThinkGeek. For calling a fake unicorn meat product, quote, the new white meat.
I love it. That's so good.
The fictional canned meat, described as an excellent source of sparkles, was an April Fool's prank. But the 12-page letter from the board's law firm was no joke. So let me sum up what I'm talking about. ThinkGeek posts an April Fool's every year, a product that doesn't exist.
Right.
Which
is fun.
For fun that people cannot buy because it's fake.
Well, also, Portland's very, very liberal and kind of, we like to think, or a bunch of people think.
And also, we think that everyone else is in on the joke, but they're not.
Right.
So ThinkGeek posted an ad that you could buy unicorn meat, quote, an excellent source of sparkles.
That's
and
my
called
favorite.
It the other white meat and the pork board. Pork board. That's fun to say.
It'd be great to be on the pork board. Is Peter North on there?
Probably. But it wouldn't be that great because apparently they're a bunch of fucking tightwads and they don't get a joke. And so they actually sent a cease and desist letter saying that unicorn meat is not the other white meat. We're pork. But what they don't know is that unicorns aren't real.
Wait, that's not true. They're the other white meat.
They're delicious. I've had my sparkles today. Did you? I had my sparkles with eggs on a bagel this morning.
I tell you, I'm sparkle deficient.
So here we go. We certainly offer our apologies, Scott Kaufman, president and CEO of GeekNet Incorporated.
So, they got a cease and desist, and this is their public apology.
Right.
It
was not our intention to confuse the public as to the attributes and qualities of the two meats. The best thing is that GeekNet issues this apology, also insulting them in the process. You know, they're like, we sincerely, right? Like, if you don't realize that unicorns aren't real, then go fuck yourself. So you're right. They actually had to issue a public apology. It says, in a public apology this week, ThinkGeek said its non-existent canned unicorn meat is sparkly, a bit red, and not approved by any government entity. That's what I love. It's sparkly, a bit red. We certainly, this is from the pork board now. We certainly understand that unicorns don't exist, said CeCe Snyder, vice president of marketing for the National Pork Board.
He sounds like he used to
board.
Play guitar in a rock band in the 80s.
Quote, yeah, he's over it now. Now he has a family, and he's living in suburbia, and he's very, very, very busy. Okay, quote from CeCe Snyder. I think it might be a woman. Quote, yes, it's funny, but if you don't respond, you're opening your trademark up to challenges. Whatever. Okay. Where we feel victimized is I don't know any other organization that does not promote pork products other than more than on our site. This is from ThinkGeek. We sell 20 items related to bacon, such as bacon gumballs and bacon soap. So they're actually helping the pork industry by promoting pork in its awesomeness.
I have an actual product that they had put out.
What is it?
Bacon salt.
Delightful.
That the Night Streaker bought for me. Or the Night Streaker bought when he was living here. But yeah, bacon salt.
Yeah. It's the
Well, you know what?
I'm stuttering now because it's so retarded.
You know what? This is the fucked up thing is that what's going to happen is that
people are so happy. People are terrified that one little tiny joke is going to... Really? If people read about unicorn meat, they're not going to like bacon anymore?
Did you see the post that I put on the Hideous Creature Show site of the unicorn meat?
Yes. So, pork board, fuck you. Unicorn meat is delicious. I've had it.
It's good.
And it's awesome. Oh. It's good on tacos and barbecues and everything that pork is good on. Eat with breakfast.
A new girlfriend or boyfriend.
I'm gonna stop eating pork altogether. And here at the Hideous Creature Show, we love unicorns, so I would eat them at every corner, every turn of my life.
Personally, I like to drink whatever beer out of said unicorn horn.
Oh, I'll drink it out of the hoof.
Woo!
Love to drink. I'll hollow out a hoof any day.
It's good drinking.
I'll eat my chili out of that hoof.
Good. You got chili.
But my favorite part is that fucking ThinkGeek had to actually issue a public apology.
It's the best
to
thing.
Who? Who's listening? Who even really? Really? Is it a public fucking like conference that people are gathered at? Is the media there? Do people really give a shit that they're saying unicorn meat is not delicious and is not rivaling pork?
Would have been great if they came up with like white stallions with like unicorn horns on it.
Oh my God. And then they just take like a fork full of the hind quarter and eat it. And they're like, that is delicious.
Ugh, man, that's good.
They pass around plates of unicorn hors d'oeuvres at the press conference.
So what do we got here too as a
as a sum up for the douchebag of the week for episode 49? Number one, we've got 60-year-old pickup assassin. That is the bitch that started her truck on fire.
I like that.
I'm gonna call it 60-year-old flaming pickup assassin, so that we'll remember. Two is bucket list bandit. Three is loud homeless woman fucker, and four is unicorn meat. I want to ask everyone out there and you right now a question is that if unicorn meat was offered to you, would you eat it?
Fuck yeah, I'd eat it.
Of course you would.
Would you eat it?
Fuck yeah. And I don't even eat meat.
Would you as a listener eat it?
I would eat it. I would actually
have. Would you eat last unicorn meat? I would.
The last unicorn. We'd have a barbecue. Put that shit on a spit.
No, you'd have to eat it without any sauce on it.
Would you eat the horn? Would you use the horn as a
skewer? I definitely would.
I would use the horn as a skewer, and I wouldn't even fry unicorn meat on it. No, I'd fry like shrimps on it.
No, me and my friends are so stupid. We'd eventually start like poking each other in
I'd
the
use
ass
it as a dildo.
You better
Can you
out.
Imagine using a unicorn horn as a dildo? You would have like the best orgasm you ever had, at least as a chick.
Okay, so let's close out Movie Madness for episode 49. Here we go.
Happy birthday, and all the usual shit people say to each other.
Where did you do that one?
I don't know. Play.
That's who I thought was Jason Lee. So here's another.
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
I swallowed your cum. That means something.
I swallowed your cum?
I swallowed your cum, it sounded like.
I swallowed your cum. That means something.
Do you have any idea what
no,
this is?
No, is it a porno? Do you have another?
Hmm? There's three more.
Okay, good. Because I am definitely not on the track.
Okay, here's another one.
We made love more times the other night.
Is that good?
Too's good.
Nothing?
No, I'm starting to think that it really is a porno. I don't know.
We've never had a porno.
No, that would actually be a good...
That would be fuck you to us, too.
Right, that would be actually really excellent.
Okay, so here's a... I'm going to play that one more time.
Okay.
We made love more times the other night.
Is that good?
Too's good.
See, I think I know that actor.
It seems too sensitive to be a porn, too. Like, a porno isn't going to be like, we made love two times.
Yes,
four
we
times.
Did.
Yeah, they'll be like, shut up, whore.
Shut up, let's fuck five times. All right, here we go. Here's another one.
I'm so afraid of how powerful this is.
It's not Boogie Nights.
No, that would make sense if it was like a movie
about porn. And it makes sense for Patrick
porn.
To do that too because he loves the
is
director.
Is it like Deep Throat or something? Like, is it something that's like a well-known porn that I'm supposed to know that I don't?
I don't know. Let's play that one more time.
I'm so afraid of how powerful this is.
You guys fucking listeners, you got to be fucking going ape shit that we don't
know
this.
They think that we're morons and we
because
are.
I always like. I'll be out and about and like hear from listeners and stuff, and they always get it in four.
I know, and it takes like 14 for me to even be like, that's Christian Slater. It must be Gleaming the Cube. I mean, she's talking about gobbling up cum, I think, and how powerful it is. I'm going to guess that it's a porn.
Well, see, that's what I was thinking, but it doesn't have any Val Kilmer in it. Where's that John Holmes documentary or something like that?
What was that called?
I don't know. Okay, this is the
I
last one.
I did actually see that, and I thought that
Madness
was awful. Okay.
For episode number 49.
Why don't you ask me to my face, bitch?
Why don't you say it to my face, bitch?
Why don't you ask me to my face, bitch?
Why don't you ask me
See, that
me
sounds
to
like the same
face.
Actor that I think it is. I think it's Tom Cruise.
You're
it
lying.
Sounds like Tom Cruise.
You are lying. Play it again. You know Tom Cruise.
Why don't you ask me to my face, bitch?
This is definitely not Tom Cruise.
Okay.
I have no idea. So can you get the answer?
Okay, wait. I'm going to rip open the envelope here and read it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's Vanilla Sky.
It is Tom Cruise.
It is Tom Cruise.
Why did it sound like a fucking porno?
I don't know.
It was Penelope Cruz.
Have
no.
you seen Vanilla
Sky? I've
never
seen Vanilla
Sky
either. It was Penelope Cruz.
So you
Penelope
listen.
Cruz is in Vanilla Sky. I got the actress right at least.
Well, I got Tom Cruise right.
And you got, I can't believe, will you play that last clip again so I can really realize it's Tom Cruise?
Why don't you ask me to my face, bitch?
He sounds
it's
drunk.
It's totally Tom Cruise. God.
Right.
Touche, Patrick.
Yeah. Good one, Patrick.
I hope that you at home realize that was Vanilla Sky. It's probably a shitty movie.
Also,
I
have to say,
it
seems like it's always harder when we're recording to hear it. Like, if you're hearing it and you're out and about, it seems like it's a little easier to figure it out. No, we're just stupid.
I don't know. I don't know. I think that I... Well, if I had friends around me, like, giving other clues, maybe.
Right.
If you're out at a bar and you hear it, people are telling you. But honestly, I'm a dummy.
All right. We're going to end the show. I got to get out here and watch the season premiere of Futurama.
Futurama.
So we are coming to the end of another Hideous Creature show. Thank you, everybody, for listening and posting on the Facebooks. and sending us some emails. And you know what? The best thing ever is calling in.
I agree.
Calling in is awesome.
We'll play your shit. Yeah, even think that we won't, because we will.
There was a bunch of them. Actually, this was the most that we've ever had this week. And we just played two of them because, I don't know, I thought they were kind of neato.
Yeah, pick and choose.
Call in. Our Hideous Creature Show hotline is 503-928-7751. You can also find us and download shows from iTunes, Podcast Alley, Zune. And if you would be so kind to leave us a five-star on iTunes, it's going to bring us up on the iTunes list and give us a review on the show. That would even kick more ass.
It would totally kick ass. And we will have shirts. We're going to have some shit coming out that you guys can buy that would help us advertise also.
Right.
If you wear a shirt, we would fucking love it.
Yeah, and get a shirt and we're not even there yet, so we'll see what happens. But we're still doing the machete thing, but that's in September, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to do that, everybody's invited to come. Anybody, once we get the shirts out, if you have a shirt on, I'll buy you a beer.
Fuck yeah.
I'm sure Jenny will buy you a beer too.
We're going to deliver on what we promise, I swear. Yeah. I know that some shows we say we're going to do something and then next week we don't do it.
Well, this topic show we wise, do that and don't
but,
do it.
But it's not because, it's just because of, you know,
beers.
Schedulings.
But
and next week Patrick will be back and we will talk about the prisons.
Yeah, we'll do the prison stuff. And
I'm excited about that.
I'm also going to try and get an interview with a friend of mine that did some time and hopefully that comes into fruition and we actually get that. That'd be awesome.
That would be so awesome. Thank you, though. Thank you for anybody out there that listens to our ramblings, because it is awesome.
Thank you to Germany and South Africa.
And Mexico.
And if you're in South Africa and you're watching the game or whatever.
The World Cup.
Call in and just... like do a tirade. I don't care.
Anybody
can call in and fucking do a tirade.
Call in about
drunk,
anything.
Sober,
call in
whatever
and,
you don't
and
like.
Tell us what you love or what you hate or what you think.
Yeah, and also if you have an idea for topic of the week, do that. We're open for anything because we are going to do another show next week. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week. We're going to end the show with a little bit of shellac. Toodles.
Fucking kill him. Kill him already. Kill him. Fucking kill him. Fucking kill him. Kill him already. Kill him. Fucking kill him. Fucking kill him. Kill him already. Kill him. Just fucking kill him. Fucking kill him. Fucking kill him already. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Just fucking kill him. Kill him already. Kill him already. Kill him. Amen.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Cat people run. Run like the wind. Cat people screw. Screw like the wind. Even old moldy Noah didn't want to let him in. Cuckoo cat people. Shoes and their coats. I saw one take down a big zebra just by biting his throat.